The man accused of killing his mother in Natchez was ordered to be held without bond. Adams County Sheriff Travis Patton says 29-year-old Zachary Lavelle Jackson Jr. appeared in court, was arraigned and charged with first or second degree murder, mayhem, and tampering with physical evidence. Jackson was also assigned a public defender. Patton says Lana Brown Bradley, a retired educator, was found dead during a welfare check at her home on Melanie Road about 12:30 Saturday. Jackson is being held at the Adams County Jail. The effort to eliminate the need for an inspection for most passenger vehicles receives overwhelming support in the Louisiana House.
DeSoto Parish lawmaker Larry Bagley is proposing to replace the inspection sticker with the QR code, and the measure has strong support, including from Houma Representative Beryl Amity.
So what we'll be avoiding is the trip out to the inspection center where they check out our brakes and lights and all that, right?
So you'll also be avoiding a $200 fine if you don't do that.
Bagley says the QR code would cost $6 and it would contain the VIN, but New Orleans Representative Amy Freeman has concerns.
Do we know if our local law enforcement officers have the capability to read that code?
I don't know.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
CSPIRE announces the completion of its allocation of the Mississippi Capital Projects Fund. Through this initiative, officials say the company provided home fiber access to more than 14,000 residences and 18,530 undeveloped lots to multiple Mississippi counties. CSPIRE was awarded the grant from the U.S. Department of Treasury's Capital Projects Fund, a $10 billion program that funds capital projects to ensure all communities have access to high-quality, modern infrastructure needed to access critical services. The Public Affairs Research Council is out with its guide to the 2026 Louisiana Constitutional Amendments. The one that's getting the most attention is Amendment 3.
Amendment 3 would make a $2,000 pay raise for teachers permanent by retiring three education trust funds. PAR President and CEO Stephen Procopio says this is money that schools would no longer be getting.
That money goes to education. Specifics vary by the different types of funds, but usually it goes both higher education and K-12.
Data by the Department of Revenue and the Teachers Retirement System indicates that the money generated by the funds is less than the money owed by the debt of the pension systems, so schools would largely see a net increase in money available to spend. I'm Andre Champagne.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 27.73 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.